Hi JB's podcast for April 2023. Just admit you're wrong. You might have noticed in the past that I am critical of people who get offended too easily. But what would happen if I was in a position where I personally, or a group I identify with, was insulted to an extent that I could reasonably be offended? Would I demand the person who insulted me gets cancelled? Would I demand an apology? Would I call for a campaign criticising the person? Well, maybe I might indulge in the third option, but I would utterly reject the other two, unlike many of my opponents. As you might have guessed, I am referring to the recent comment by Green leader Marama Davidson, who claimed that it is white cis men who cause violence in the world. Now that statement isn't precise enough for us to know exactly what she meant. Did she mean all violence is caused by that group, or most, or just an unspecified proportion? Or maybe she didn't mean it at all, and just said it as a result of a traumatic event, like being hit with a motorcycle at a protest. This, of course, was her excuse, but looking at frames from the video of the event, it is clear she was wandering around, not paying attention, and had a near miss with a motorcycle, causing no obvious harm. So this seems more an attempt at playing the victim, a very common trick used by the woke mob, a group which she undoubtedly belongs to. But there's really no way of justifying this comment. If she claimed that all violence is caused by that group, she is indisputably wrong. If she claims that the majority is, she is also wrong, based on any reasonable interpretation of the data. If she claimed that group is one cause of violence amongst others, then why not mention the other groups as well? So the comment is offensive, but I don't care about that. And I would suggest to other white cis men that they shouldn't care as well. I don't want an apology. I want a correction. I wanted to admit that the comment is wrong and say what the real causes of violence are. So let's look at the stats on violence. I will look at the situation in the world as a whole in certain countries and here in New Zealand, although the claim specifically mentioned the world. Here in New Zealand, Maori, who most people would not claim are white, are the main cause of violence, both in absolute numbers and as a percentage. Maori make up between 10 and 20% of the population, depending on how you measure it, but are involved in 56% of family violence and 51% of violent crime. In contrast, Europeans, mostly men, but some women as well, are involved with 29% of violent crime. These stats vary a bit from year to year, so if you research this, you might get slightly different numbers, but they are approximately correct. So clearly Davidson's claim is simply wrong in the context of New Zealand, but what about other countries? Well, I have clearly documented the fact that black people in the US are hugely disproportionately involved in crime there, so a similar argument applies. In 2023, the countries with the highest rates of crime are Venezuela, Papua New Guinea, South Africa, Afghanistan, Honduras, Trinidad and Tobago, Guyana, El Salvador, Brazil, and Jamaica. And the most violent countries are Afghanistan, Yemen, Syria, South Sudan, Iraq, Somalia, Congo, the Democratic Republic of, Libya, Central African Republic, Russia, Sudan, Venezuela, and North Korea. Not exactly a list of countries traditionally associated with white cis men, are they? The events around this comment were primarily the pro-woman activist Posy Parker's visit to New Zealand. One concern of hers was that women should not be subject to potential violence from trans women, who are actually men. The trans activist denied this was a problem, then proceeded to engage in violence against the women who disagreed. If the women's advocates had no reason to be worried before the riot, they certainly did afterwards. So on this occasion, it was trans men who were the originators of the violence, although I've seen no stats to indicate they are a major cause of violence in general. Of course, the woke mob do have what they think is a counter to my points above. In the rare event where they admit it is not white cis men who directly cause the violence, they claim that they do so indirectly through colonial oppression, patriarchy, and all those other nonsense buzzwords they are so fond of. But if it was the case, we might expect to see very low violence in countries like New Zealand prior to colonisation, and low rates in countries like South Africa, which have been freed from colonial oppression. Of course, we don't see this. We see the opposite. Here in New Zealand, the treaty was signed to a large extent because Maori wanted protection from being slaughtered by other Maori, and the violence in post-apartheid South Africa is amongst the worst in the world. So, although Marama Davidson is a racist, misandrist, and just a general bigot, that's not what I'm worried about. What concerns me is that she is wrong. Not only is she wrong, but she's so confident in her incorrect beliefs that she feels it's okay to spread them publicly, then refuse to backtrack from them in any meaningful way. Of course, she's not the only person on the left whose whole belief system is based on massive delusions. They are all this way, to varying extents. Being woke, which is arguably the major identifying feature of the modern left, is itself delusional to a large degree. Just for balance, I do have to say that there are people on the far right who are equally delusional, except in a different way, obviously. So any criticism of Davidson and her cohort here applies to them as well, but currently the far left have far more political power than the far right. Why any sensible person would vote for these clowns is a mystery to me, but I guess there are plenty of other people out there who are tangled up in the same delusional dogma. So there are enough non-sensible people to ensure some level of success for them. So, come on, Marama, do the right thing. Don't apologise. Just admit you're wrong.